I've been the MP for South Shields since 2001. And it is amazing that wherever you go in the world, or wherever I went in the world as Foreign Secretary, I would always meet people who had a link to South Shields. Either they were from South Shields and were working abroad, or they got relatives. But the amazing thing about the folk of Shields, the so-called sand dancers, is that they always come back. And people come back to Shields because of its people and its community. It's bounded by the North Sea and the Tyne. So 270 degrees, it's blocked off by water. And that creates the sense of intimacy and connection that makes it a very, very special place. So the favourite things about South Shields are the beach, Coleman's Fish and Chips, Margaret's Tea Shop that I failed to save in a campaign in 2001, but it was the best thing for her because she relocated and is now doing really well. It's the leisure centre, it's the curry houses on the Ocean Road, it's the Panto at the Customs House. But all those things, in a way, are speaking to a deeper set of relationships. They're people who know what the value of community really is, because it's people who look out for you, and it's people who look after you, and it's people who inspire you. South Shields is a place that is inspiring, both in its entrepreneurs, in its public servants, and in its community groups. And I'm proud to represent such a strong and cohesive community. And woe betide the Boundary Commission if they come after the constituency of South Shields.